And it's going to be as though you are my practice members, you are my patients, and you're coming here to receive a lecture. Okay? So you've just all had an initial evaluation. What we're going to do is take you through a process of understanding vitalism, the essence of what chiropractic is. Share with our philosophy, there are going to be four basic concepts that we are going to talk about. Okay? First is health and wellness, health being more than they thought it was. Second is innate intelligence. Third is vertebral subluxation. And lastly is chiropractic. So those are the four ideas every workshop that you'll do. Health is more than feeling good. Life is the source of health and well-being in your body, that it doesn't need any help as long as nothing interferes with it. The life uses the brain and nervous system to control and coordinate everything that happens inside the body. There can be something that we call as a subluxation that interferes with the normal spine, puts pressure on nerves, creates malfunction, disorder, disease, sometimes death. We'll go over the cause of subluxation, and the chiropractic eliminates vertebral subluxation. That's the basic talk. That's what we're going to do in a bit. Okay? Questions? Okay. So, you've come here for my talk. I'm going to do it. It's 11:05, okay? It usually lasts about an hour. We're going to put on your seatbelts. I'm going to talk really, really fast. Okay, welcome. I'm very excited that you're here. My mission tonight is to give you a sense as the big picture of chiropractic. You've all started chiropractic care, and you have a lot of data. You have about this much data that I would love you to have. Okay. Imagine for a moment you were Christopher Columbus, and you knew that the world was round. But everybody around you thought that the world was flat. What would you do? Would you go on the streets of England, wherever you live, and say, "Do you know that the world's really round? Really, Seth, it's round." They'd look at you, at me, and say, "You know, what are you, crazy? Everybody knows. Contemporary science knows. The world's flat. You sail only so far, you fall off the edge, and then demons eat you." That was scientific thought back in the 1400s. And to say anything different was heresy. So for me to stand here before you and tell you that your body makes every drug, every chemical it should ever need in a lifetime, that you have the ability to be totally healthy, is just as profound. Because we live in a world that believes that you need to go outside yourself to find the answers to your body. If I were to ask you, what's health?
Balance.
Health.
Feeling good.
Harmony. Feeling good. Most people say, health is feeling good. Health is not having to take drugs. Health is not having to go to the doctor. Well, how do you know your health? Well, I go to the health club. People think that they go to a health club and buy health. Oh, yeah, buy my food at a health food store. They think they go to a health food store and buy health. Or they can go to a healthcare provider and pay the money and buy health there. The truth is, none of those things give you health. None of those things are the source of health. And even the things you talked about, you want to have as a healthy person, but none of you tells what health is. Let's go to what the world health experts say that health is. Dorland's Medical Dictionary gives a definition of health that's accepted by the World Health Organization. World health experts state that it's a state of optimal physical, mental, and social well-being. Not merely the absence of disease and infirmity. That health is a state of optimal well-being. All the parts of the body working, not merely the absence of disease and infirmity. So many people say, "I'm healthy." How many people do you hear of that are a picture of health? Athletes. Then all of a sudden they're told that they have cancer. I'm a patient. Picture of health. We come in every morning, get adjusted. 6 a.m., we come with shorts on. Realize how cold it was outside. Habib, great guy. Personality that filled the room. People loved him. One day he comes in, he was told that he had cancer. 6 months later, I was at his funeral. Habib, who took care of himself, ate the right things, had great relationships with people, had cancer and died. When he goes to his regular medical doctors for evaluations, they would give him a picture of health, picture of health, picture of health. No way that the guy had been healthy. It takes 7-8 years for cancer like he had to develop to the degree that it was in his body. He couldn't have been healthy. We just had no way to measure it. Although we know what health is, let me ask you, how do you measure health? There's no meter you can put on. You say you're 50% healthy, you're 80% healthy. There's no x-ray, CAT scan, dog scan, or pig scan that you can do that tells you how healthy you are. All the tests can tell you is how sick you are or how sick you're not. So how do you make sense of this? Who wants to be healthier tomorrow than they are today? I mean, you all want to be healthier. You know what it is, but there's no way to tell how healthy you are. So let's look at this logic. Remember number lines when you were in school? I'm going to create a number line. At one end of my number line, I'm going to say zero function. Nothing working in your body. What's another word for that?
Death.
Death, exactly right. Zero function is death. The other end of my number lining is that 100% perfect function, optimal physical, mental, and social well-being. Optimal well-being, I'm going to call 100% function totality of health. It's safe to say we all live somewhere in this number line. Isn't that true? Now, there's an area over here of less function, reduced function, lack of function, that we call sickness, symptoms, and disease. Isn't that true? Somebody with cancer is often more to this end than they are to that end. Somebody with diabetes, more to this end than they are to that end. Somebody with back pain, more to this end than they are. Isn't that true? This is what most people want. They live their lives, they do their thing, they're feeling great, whatever it is, wherever they are on this line. One day they cross this line and they have an ache, pain, symptom, problem, or something happens and they realize that something's going wrong. They have a symptom. They go to a doctor and they give a litany of stuff to the doctor, and the doctor does something. It's called give it a diagnosis. They give what they're experiencing a name. They basically say, you're here. Okay, this is the diagnosis. This is what they want. They want a treatment modality or whatever it is to pick them up and pull them out. Isn't that what you want? You want the doctor to do something so you're not in this box of sickness, symptoms, and disease. Isn't that true? Very often, though, what the doctors do can't move you out of the box. They give you pills, powders, potions, therapies, and treatments so you stay exactly where you are. You just don't know you're there anymore. They haven't changed the function of the body. If you want to be healthier tomorrow than you are today, you need to do something to let your body function better. Does that make sense? So whatever allows your body to function better moves you in this direction. Okay? Well, how do you know what to get your body to function better? Well, what controls the function inside your body? Before we even talk about that, let's talk about your body. Let's talk about the magnificent genius of your body. Sometimes we look outside of ourselves for answers that are there. Outside of the body for an answer that's there. The doctors know, or scientists know. What I'd like to do in the next few minutes is have you lose the confidence you have in doctors. Doctors of all sorts. Medical doctors, chiropractors, osteopaths. Lose the confidence you have in doctors and put it into your own self. Your body makes every drug, every chemical it should ever need in a lifetime. Think about it. If you were going to create human beings to live on Earth, you were God. You're atheistic, don't listen. But if you were going to create human beings to live on Earth, would you create the body in such a way that it would not make the necessary chemicals it needs to live a normal, healthy life throughout its lifetime? We bought the bill of goods that says that as you age, you have more disorders, diseases, and problems. I believe that life should be like a candle, burn brightly to the very end, flicker a bit, and go out. What I'd like to do is explore for a minute the magnificence of what the body is, the magnificent genius that resides inside of your body. There is this thing that chiropractors refer to as an innate intelligence, as an inborn wisdom that knows how to get the body to work. It doesn't need any help to do its job as long as there's no interference with it. All sorts of facts and data that I can tell you that all the cells in your body will die and be replaced with new cells in the time that it takes for you to reach this 50,000 cells. Scientists have counted over 500 different liver functions. There are 45 miles of nerves in the skin of a human being. Most people blink 25 times a minute. The average human heart will beat 3,000 million times in a lifetime. A heart that never stops for repairs has to continue beating every day, every moment of your life. Over 2,000 frowns creates one wrinkle. Don't do that. Don't frown. The average human produces a quart of saliva every day. A sneeze zooms out of your nose at over 100 miles an hour to expel the stuff that it doesn't want so it doesn't have to come back into the body. One human brain generates more electrical impulses in a single day than all the world's telephones combined. We are constantly recreating ourselves. We make a new skeleton in 3 months, new skin in 1 month. We have an amazing body. One of the most miraculous things the body does is be able to heal itself. I cut myself. What happens? I start bleeding. What do you do then? You put Band-Aid, you wash it off, put some iodine or whatever it is on there, and you put the Band-Aid on there. Did the iodine or the Band-Aid heal you? No. Life is what heals you. You question that? Take a slice of meat, go to a corpse, cut them. Put all the iodine and curcumin, whatever you want on there, all the Band-Aid you want, doesn't heal. Life is the only healer that there is. Life inside you and me is the magical force that allows our bodies to work. It's the magical force that allows our body to function. To function. The most miraculous process that I can ever describe, though, is how a whole new human being comes into being. Two cells come together, an egg and a sperm. Two half cells really come together and make one whole cell. That one whole cell is the germ for creating a whole new human life. Isn't that amazing? In a matter of 9 months, one cell becomes trillions of cells, highly specialized in what to do and how to do it. Nature doesn't need any help to do its job as long as nothing interferes with it. As long as nothing interferes with it. What if a woman is pregnant? Should she be drinking lots of alcohol? Why? Because alcohol interferes with life doing its job and making a baby, doesn't it? Should she smoke? No, because that smoke would be an interference to the development of the fetus that's inside of her. That life won't be able to do its job. Should she take drugs? No, because the drugs would interfere with that process. Back in the 50s and 60s, women were given a drug, thalidomide, to help with morning sickness. The drug, relatively harmless to the mother, appeared to be relatively harmless to the mother, caused agenesis of organs, organs that didn't form completely, mental retardation, stillbirths, because that drug affected the development of the child and interfered with life doing its job. When life is given the ability to do what it's designed to do, we are healthy, we are strong, our bodies work right. Interfere with life, and it doesn't let the body work as well. Does that make sense? The organ that the body creates, the first organ that it creates is the brain, the spinal cord, and the nerve system, because that's what controls the function of the whole body. Your brain controls the function of your liver, your kidneys, your spleen, your immune system, your muscles. Everything is controlled by the brain. Use the nerves to communicate to the rest of the body. Interfere with the function of those nerves, and it's no different than interfering with the development of birth. It doesn't let life do its job. You know, when a baby comes into the world, takes their first breath, that life that created when it was inside a mom is still there inside the baby. And those same things hold true. Smoking, chemicals, drugs, toxins, all can interfere with life inside that body, as well as bad emotions, fearful situations. You with me? Things that interfere with life doing its job. I speculate, and I know, that your body's know more about what it needs than any doctor's going to know. And the greatest thing that you can do to create this thing of health better function is to let life do what life does best. Does that make sense to you? So let's talk about this brain and nerve system. The brain controls all the function in the body. It's up here inside your skull. Sits up here inside of your skull, and it connects with the rest of your body through the spinal cord. Comes down inside your spinal cord, and then branches just like a tree does. Do you know how many nerves you have in your body? Do you know how many nerves you have in your body? Do you know how many nerves? You heard people say, you got a hell of a nerve. You don't know how many nerves you have in your body? You know, I'm a chiropractor, I can't tell you how many nerves you have in your body. But I do know you have so many nerves in your body that if we took away all the other cells of your body, all the other parts of your body, took them away and left only nerve cells, I could recognize you. You'd make a fingerprint or a handprint unique to you. The nerves are so extensive because that's what connects to all the parts of your body. Your brain uses the nerves to talk to all the cells, organs, and systems of the body and coordinate it, just like a conductor orchestrating, you know, conducting an orchestra. Knows what to do and how to do it. Your nerves do everything inside of you. The nerves, the brain, the spinal cord, and the nerves have the consistency of wet spaghetti or jello, so it can become easily damaged. So what nature does is it protects it with bone. The bones of the spine protect the delicate nerves. And don't just protect them, it bathes them inside of a fluid. The spinal fluid is there to protect the very, very delicate nerves. What my job is, what a chiropractor's job is to make sure the brain and the spinal cord are best to be able to communicate to the body by making sure that the bones don't in any way damage them. There is a thing that can happen that's called a subluxation. A vertebral subluxation, when the bones have misaligned and put pressure on the nerves. These are four bones of the lower back. These are the little bumpies that you feel along your back. See how this bone has been pushed out of place. See what's happened to the disc, the cushion pads between them. Sometimes science will call that a slip disc, herniated disc, ruptured disc. In reality, the disc isn't the problem. The problem is that the vertebra has moved out of place and putting pressure on the nerve. This nerve connects with the brain. Putting pressure on the nerve interferes with that information coming through. Let's look at this word subluxation for a moment. Sub means less, reduced, under. Ation means a condition. A condition. Okay? Lux is the Latin word for light or energy. So it's a condition of less energy. When a subluxation occurs, there's less energy coming into the body and back up to the brain. Less information going back and forth. With a subluxation, it reduces the function of the body. Let's say this nerve is a nerve that's going to your liver, telling your liver what to do and how to do it. And some toxin comes into your body, toxin like alcohol, where your liver needs to detoxify the chemical that you put into your body. But in order to do that, it needs 80% liver function. But this is allowing your liver to work only at 50%. Can you see how that would lead to malfunction of the liver, disorders connected to the body not being able to detox it? It makes sense to you? Let's say this is going to your stomach, and it's only working at 80%. All sorts of stomach things can begin to occur because of that lack of function. The body chemistry can get thrown off. When this occurs in the spine, it reduces the function of the body. It alters biomechanics, fancy word for alignment and motion of the spine. When this occurs, the movement of this area is changed. So no longer does this area move properly, so areas above and below it start to move in excess. So if they're starting to move in excess, it's going to cause damage to those areas as well. So this just doesn't stay here. It affects the entire area that's there. Most of you have started care. And many of you, we've showed you how the cervical curve had changed, how there should be a nice smooth curve in your neck that comes forward with the bones that are there. That curve is an important structural support, the same principle that engineers use to build bridges and dams. Like the Hoover Dam is an arch dam. That curve allows great efficiency of geometry to hold back lots of water. The curve in your neck, in your lower back, in your mid back offers strength and efficiency to the spine. When this occurs, it reduces, it alters the biomechanics, the movement and alignment, and that curve straightens from where it should be, losing the strength and efficiency of the body, promoting a degenerative process that the body has to try to do to adapt to that. It reduces the performance of the body. When this happens, it's not letting your body perform as well because the brain and body aren't connected as well. That function is reduced. It moves you this way down that number line. It reduces health and wellness, whether you make it past this thing to create a symptom or a disease that we're sensitive to or not. And no matter what, when there is a subluxation, you are walking in this direction. Yes, you could take yoga classes and stretching classes and meditation classes. When there's pressure on your spine, you're still walking in this direction. If I took a rubber band and I tied it on my finger really, really tight, okay, what happens? It starts to pull there, doesn't it? Okay, the blood starts getting in there. It starts to hurt a little bit. Okay, I could massage it. It would feel better, but the minute I stopped, it would come right back again. I could exercise it, I could stretch it, but the minute that I stopped, it's because it's going to be there. The only way I'm going to have a healthy finger is to take the pressure off. Same thing is true with your nerves. When there's pressure on your nerves, it's cutting off that information that's there. You could stretch and meditate and do visualization, do whatever you want to, but as long as there's pressure on the nerves, you're going to move in this direction. This staying there leads to a process of degeneration. This is an x-ray of the neck. What will happen is a trauma will occur that will cause this to begin to straighten. That puts undue stress upon the discs that are there, and the disc spaces you begin to see will begin to degenerate. Becomes so weakened in the area, the body begins to attract calcium salts into the ligaments that are here to try to offer more structural stability and support. And as that occurs, it begins to create a fusion of that area that's there. This process we refer to as subluxation degeneration. We've shown it to many of you in the x-rays that we've shown you in terms of seeing the phase of degeneration. Isn't that good?
Cool.
That is one video I cannot give you. Okay? Mm-hmm. This comes from Chiropractic Biophysics, CBP. It is available as part of their workshop. It's a rather pricey thing. I think you get like $300-$400 for it. Okay? I just don't feel in integrity to make a copy of this and give it to you. It is available. You can get it online. Go to their website if you're interested in doing that. It is very graphic and very real in terms of what occurred, and better than the phase pictures that you have. So I just throw that out there. But it is cool, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
Can I say, put me on pause just for a minute. Chiropractors. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Okay.
Who says bad? Who says good? You've been in my class before. Vern Pierce from the Pierce Technique gave a lecture one time, and boy, I mean, this, it just sits with me. And he said, you never see somebody 80 years old with a straight cervical curve. You know why? Because they're dead. It hit me. You don't. When the cervical curve is straightened, there's so much pressure upon the spinal cord and the nervous system, the body recognizes that, and it does this as an adaptive response to it. Not that this is preferred, but if this didn't occur, the outcome is worse. This is the body's attempt to hang on. There's a real easy way to look at this. Oh my God, that's bad. Bad bone, I'm going to die. This is happening because you're not going to die. The body's hanging on. Okay? So be very thankful that this has occurred. Otherwise, you might not be here right now. But let's see if we can stop that process, slow down that process, and bring as much reversal to it as possible by correcting those subluxations. Subluxation have a multitude of causes. There can be emotional causes of subluxation. People are under high degrees of stress, bad postures at work, holding onto that stress and tension within their body can jam vertebrae into place, make biochemical changes in their body, alter the spinal mechanics, reduce the functionality of their body, continually damaging them on the inside. There can be physical causes of subluxation, motor vehicle accidents, sports injuries, bad postures, bad mattresses, all can be physical traumas to the body. Seeing kids sitting with their Game Boy for hours at a time in front of a computer monitor, carrying backpacks in an improper way. But probably the worst trauma that we've all been through is the birth process. The birth process, as the child comes through the birth canal, the head has very often taken in traction, where the vertebrae actually separated 10 to 15%. Medical texts say that it's not uncommon to have 90 to 120 pounds of pull force pressure. Science has linked the extreme traumas of births to infant death syndrome, stillbirths. I want all of your babies to get checked. Because that's when the pressure begins, like beginning to dim a light bulb. Okay? Add that with the falls, accidents, and injuries that occur with kids as they go down the stairs on their butt, as a chair gets pulled out from them when they're trying to sit down at school to eat their lunch, or in playgrounds with the swings bashed together, or in sports injuries that are there. All of those things create subluxations upon subluxations upon subluxations, put pressure, more pressure, and more pressure on the nerve system. And every day, our kids take another step in this direction, another step in this direction, another step in this direction. And at age 42, they bend over to pick their necktie off the floor, and the back goes out on them. It didn't happen from a necktie. Or placing themselves under so much emotional stresses in school that they have to get so many things done, go to all these clubs, all these meetings, all these sporting activities, putting undue stress into their body. And then one day at age 42, somebody comes up to them and says, "You lost your job," and they get a heart attack. But their body has been getting that stress being put on them because the functionality has been getting reduced day by day by day. I want to check your kids and your grandkids to make sure that they don't have vertebral subluxations. Subluxations are in epidemic proportions in our culture and causing people to rot from the inside out. I want you to bring your kids and make sure that they're getting checked to be free of nerve interference, whether it be chemical causes, physical causes, emotional causes. I want to be able to check your kids. The goal of chiropractic is to correct subluxations. Follow our recommendations. They're the same recommendations I would have given you if you were my sister, my brother, my uncle, my dad, my kids. I said, it's what I believe in my heart and soul is to be the best thing for you. Follow the recommendations, ask questions, be active within the care that you get, have your family checked. If they're not already under care, part of the gift that I give you tonight is to have your family come in. Okay, let's check their spine, let's correct the pressure on their spine so they don't have to go through the degenerative process of reducing the functionality of their life and maybe winding up in this box of sickness and disease and an earlier death. Tell others, let others know what it is that you've learned. Did I do okay? It's 20 minutes. Hey.